to Bluegrass in the Highlands, the Sunday afternoon edition here on 98.9 WSIP with your host, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
Jesus said, "Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 18, verse 4. We have tests for nearly everything in life, but what about a test for pride? Let's take a humility test this morning. The humility test will detect areas of pride in our hearts. Question 1 on the humility test. Do you depend on yourself more than God? Yes or no? Humility means being completely dependent on God to strengthen us. Romans 5 and verse 2. A pastor was riding on the bus. Seated next to him was a college student. The minister asked, "Are you spiritually ready for the temptations that you'll face in college?" "I won't have a problem," the student replied. "I have strong willpower." The minister said, "I can make a pencil stand up on this book cover even though the road is bumpy." The student said, "No way, you can't do it." Pastor held up the pencil in his hand. The student said, "Wait a minute, you didn't tell me you were going to hold it with your hand." Pastor said, "Have you ever seen a pencil stand up on its own without someone holding it?" He let go of the pencil and it instantly fell over. Then he said to the young student, "The only way you can stand is if God is holding you in his hand." Question 2. Do you get upset when you don't receive recognition? Yes or no? Pride loves to be worshipped. It craves attention and is greatly offended when it's overlooked. Jesus asked the Pharisees, "How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and you do not seek the glory that is from the one and only God?" John 5, verse 44. It's not wrong to graciously receive recognition for a job well done, but don't take pride in it. Question 3. Do you think you deserve a higher position? Yes or no? When we humble ourselves, we understand that God determines who gets promoted and who doesn't. "For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another." Psalm 75, 6. This means we shouldn't be envious of those who are promoted, or be the least bit upset if we're passed over for a promotion. Advancing to a higher position is ultimately in God's hands. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this Sunday afternoon. Jim, how in the world are you?
Buddy, I'm doing great. What about you, Dave?
I missed you last week.
I know. I missed you, too.
I was down in South Carolina.
Yes.
Gobbling around down there. So.
Weather's pretty nice down there, but
yeah, we're having a little cool spell here, aren't we?
I think we're going through what's called blackberry winter.
Oh, I'm telling you.
They're blooming right now, and it's cool.
You know, we don't have to worry about our first call today.
Absolutely.
We've got her in the house. We've got Sherry Parson live and in person.
Sitting right between me and
you. We've got security right outside the door. How are you, Sherry?
I'm doing okay.
I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a few months since we've seen each other.
Now, what in the world could have you here?
Well, we got to do Ralph Stanley, the second Bluegrass Festival, which is Ralph Stanley's the 47th annual coming up.
That's right.
On Memorial Day weekend.
Well, we're going to be interviewing Ralph today at 2:30. We got a busy day. We got
Absolutely.
Daily Miss at Jim. We're going to interview today. Yes. They're going to be at the Mountain Arts Center next week. So.
And that is a fine show to go see.
Yeah, you've been to see him.
Me and Teresa went and seen him. Hit with a show and a half.
Jim called me one night and he said, "Have you ever heard of a band called Daily Visit? And we're down here in Renfro Valley. Should we see him?" And I said, "Jim, you need to see those folks, whatever it costs, get in, because you won't be disappointed." And was you?
We absolutely.
They're great.
Absolutely, they were.
Well, we're going to play a tune by them right now called "I Believe." Here's Daily Vincent.
Joshua the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
That morning,
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho, around Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, fellow pilgrims. Pray tell me where you're bound. Pray tell me if you're headed to some far enchanted ground.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho, around Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You can talk about your man called Gideon, you can talk about your man called Saul, but there ain't no man like Joshua at the Battle of Jericho.
Up to the walls of Jericho, he walked with his spear in hand. Go below that realm where Joshua cried,
cause a battle him in my hand.
God knows that
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho, around Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. In the land round sheep points began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Old Joshua commanded the people to shout, and the walls come tumbling down.
Keep it telling you.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho,
around Jericho, around Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Joshua, 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 Joshua.
And the walls come tumbling down.
Down Jericho.
That's Daly and Vincent. That's a good one, wasn't it, Jim?
Absolutely.
Hey, they're going to be at the Mountain Arts Center next Saturday night, May the 13th.
May the 13th.
That is next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah,
the 13th. At the Mountain Arts Center. Boy, you talk about a nice show.
Absolutely.
You can buy meet and greet tickets too, Jim, to meet them before the show.
Yeah.
And there's still some tickets available for that show. I'm sure to be sold out. So
absolutely.
Get in touch with the Mountain Arts Center and get your tickets right now.
Better call early.
Daly and Vincent Band next Saturday. Well, I hear you've been out to Phillips Heat and Hardware gobbling around.
I've been out there aggravating Paul and Phil.
Well, did you play checkers?
I didn't get a chance to. They was too busy. And Philip wasn't going to pass up a customer for a checker game.
Yeah. I thought he might have been trying to make a pot of coffee or something.
No. I don't know if he gets time to do that now.
Well,
he's busy right now.
He's busy. And it takes about 3 hours to make a pot of coffee.
Absolutely.
There.
With his coffee pot. He needs to get some off Wallace over there.
Yeah. Sherry, you got any bills?
Oh, yeah.
I get a letter from Bill every day.
I do, too.
You know what? You know that at Phillips Heat and Hardware, you can pay your bills right there.
Absolutely.
And that way you don't have them late charges of $35, $40. They got bill pay out there at Phillips. No charge on your AEP bills and no long lines.
Nope.
You can just walk in there, and the second you pay your bill, it's applied right there.
No late charge or anything.
No late charges either.
That sounds so good.
That's a nice feature out there. And do you raise a garden, Jerry?
No, I wish I did.
Oh, Jim does.
Yeah.
Jim, they've got garden seeds.
They do, and I'll tell you something.
Already in stock.
That's right, and they've got them seed vouchers.
Tell me about
it. Out there. So if anybody out there has got a seed voucher, which, you know, if you've got one, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They accept them out there for seed.
Really?
Any kind of yield seed you've got. You could, you know, just stop out there, take your voucher, and you can get your seed to Phillips.
Yeah.
I think, and you can ask them, and I think they're about the only one around here that does that. So
I think they are.
That is something that is real big, and, you know, a lot of people like to raise gardens anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good place to go get them.
Well, you know, they've got their onion sets or potatoes or peas or lettuce.
Corn, and they've got everything.
Oh, man. I'm just waiting on Jim to plant a big garden so I can go out there and
get in it. I'll have to make him come and help me, Sherry. Yeah.
And he also sells fertilizer out there. And
he
boy,
does.
I'll tell you what, I put some fertilizer in my yard. I kind of wish I wouldn't.
How many times you mowed it since then?
I have to mow about every 3 days. They got a new line of X-Mark mowers out there, Jim, with great financing terms available, with approved credit, terms up to 60 months. And I'm telling you, those X-Mark mowers, you cannot beat them.
You can. Another thing, you know, they've got out there is that credit card.
Yeah.
That they're you know, getting up and running.
They got their own personal credit card.
Yeah.
It's called a Home Pass Cardholder Benefits. that you can use at Phillips. And
the fishing hole and Norma's, that next door, you in that little area, that you can use it on any of them.
Yeah, it's a way to go out there. Deferred interest, have paid in full within 6 months. Now, usually they charge you interest right after the first month. $2.99 minimum purchase required. Interest retires to your accounts from the purchase date if the purchase balance is not paid off in 6 months. That's a nice perk.
Absolutely.
6 months, same as cash is what that is. And go out there, and she can give you all the details on that.
Sure can.
They also, Jim, they got all your Echo trimmers and parts in stock now for summertime needs. Coming soon, Phillips private label credit card,
that's
which we just talked about.
Yes.
So it's in ready to go now. And,
absolutely.
Anything you need for summertime mowing, small engine repair, and the fishing hole is going crazy right now.
It is. And one thing about the small engine real quick, Dave.
Yeah.
And you know yourself, if you can't take it to them, you call, they come and get it.
Yeah. They did mine.
Yes.
Because I don't have a pickup. And they come to my house, pick my mower up, they took it, they fixed it.
And brought it right back to me. So that's handy.
Oh, you can't beat him with a stick. But I still think we can beat him in checkers.
Then you may go out there and try to tag team against him.
Tag team. We're talking about our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware, 297-3456. Tell them Sherry sent you out there.
Absolutely.
Go out and see him. And also our good friends at McCoy's Tree Service in Inez, Kentucky, 395-0473. James is busy, 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 busy. But he's always got time for another job.
Absolutely.
And you know, Sherry, he gives senior citizen discounts. And me and Jim qualify for that.
Yes.
Well, everybody needs those, you know. We all need a discount every now and then.
Absolutely.
That's right. You can phone them at 395-0473. They've been in business for over 40 years. And they know their stuff.
Absolutely.
All righty. We're going to hear a good word from our friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric, and we'll be right back.
Was that them, Daly and Benson?
Yeah. Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
All right. That's our good friends at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric, located on Main Street here in Paintsville, Kentucky. They give free estimates. They have financing available. And they've been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands for over 30 years now. So, go see our good friends at Fannin's. Hey, like we told you, next week, big goings on in Prestonburg, Kentucky at the Mountain Arts Center. The Daily Events Show's come to town, and we're proud to have them with us today. How you guys doing today? I do not have them. How you doing today? All right. We're trying. Okay. Are you guys there? We're having a little technical difficulty getting our good friends on the air. Are you guys on? Well, let's play a song and we'll come back to them. Here's the Old Rugged Cross by Daly and Vincent.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay. exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Our Lord was near death when he gave this cry, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Think of the tremendous love and devotion that our Lord had in suffering such shame and such agony as he was on that old rugged cross.
We'll exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling someday for a crown, and exchange it someday, some sweet day, for a crown.
That's Daly and Vincent. What a good cut. The old rugged cross. We think we've got our technical difficulties worked out, and we're on the phone with Darren Vincent. How are you today, sir?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate
we're
it.
Really excited about you coming to the Mountain Arts Center next week. And you guys are coming into town, and I understand you're going to have some meet and greet tickets as well up there.
We are. We'll just come on out and be with us. We're going to bring our band up there and have a big old time.
Well, it sounds like a good time, Darren. You always put on a great show. I know you've played in the Mountain Arts Center before. And we do want to say congratulations to being Grand Ole Opry stars now. That had to be such a thrill for you guys.
I'm telling you, March 11th was a huge, huge honor for us to become the next newest members of the Grand Ole Opry. And on December 30th, when Marty Stewart invited us to be the next members, we were just absolutely thrilled to death. Couldn't be more happy and proud.
Now, I got to ask you this question, Darren. When you went on stage that night, did you know you was going to become members?
We had no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Marty put you at a kind of a tight spot there, did he?
He really did. It was just such a surprise.
Oh, my goodness. What a way to find out. Amazing.
Yeah.
That is such an institution that everybody, you know, that I've ever spoke to who's played there, they still get nervous when they play the Grand Ole Opry. And it's just a wonderful venue. And you guys got a brand new CD out, too, don't you?
We do, called Patriots and Poets. It's 15 brand new songs that Jamie and our friends will help write, and some of our band members. We'll have that with us, and it's also at the Cracker Barrel Little Country Store. Just I'd seen it in there a while ago. We were up in Maryland. We're in there, Maryland today, and we went to eat, and there it was.
Wow, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, did Jeff go in and eat with you guys?
He did.
Did he order page 3?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff Parker is such a great part of your show. And yeah. you guys are carrying about the best show I've ever seen you carry and since you've been around. And that's a hats off to you guys, I got to tell you. Tell us a little bit about who's in the band.
Well, we, got Jeff Parker and we've got Aaron McEwen. He's singing bass for the quartet, some of the songs we do. And Sean Richardson's on guitar and some harmonies. And Jesse Baker on banjo. And we got Bob Lemmer on drums, and Patrick McAvenue is playing the fiddle with us now, and that makes up, of course, Jamie and I will be on there. So there's about 8 or 9 of us on stage.
Oh, I know. It's a production.
A lot of music.
Yeah, and you do a lot of good gospel music, too. That's one thing we really like here at Bluegrass in the Highlands, and it's a big part of this culture here in Eastern Kentucky, too.
Well, we love to sing about the Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
And, of course, you know, Bill Monroe, when he started his music, his very first song he and Charlie recorded was What Would You Give in Exchange for Your Soul?
Oh,
I'm so
yeah.
glad that they included gospel music along with secular music and bluegrass music.
That's right. Bill was, I was telling our pastor just the other day, Bill was, if I'm not mistaken, was baptized in the Jordan River.
You know. I think that's right. I heard stories of him doing that.
Yeah. You got to be a hoss now. Well, Dan, we're looking so forward to having you up here. We're sure we'll have a sellout house for that venue, and it's a wonderful venue to come into. I'm sure you'll have your new CD.
Yes.
And your chicken bus will be pulling in, I'm sure.
That's right. Spring Mountain Farms will
yes,
be
sir.
With us. We got our band. We'll be if they're playing. Come out and join us. We've never been. It's a family family type music. It's, you can bring your children all the way to your grandma. So
and that's,
it'll be entertaining and singing and all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, Darren, thank you for your time. We're going to feature daily events of music today right here on 98.9 WSIP. And be safe in your travels, my friend, and look forward to seeing you up there.
Thanks, Dave. And come down and join us at the Grand Ole Opry anytime.
We sure will. Thanks, Darren. Tell Jamie hi.
Bye-bye. I'll do it.
That's daily events. Look for them next week, next Saturday night. At the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonburg, Kentucky. And let's play another cut from theirs right now while we're talking about them. Jesus is coming soon.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake.
Now is at stake.
Humbling your heart to God, safe from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians awake. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the skies. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Troubles will soon be o'er. Happy forevermore. When we meet on that shore. Free from all care.
Free from all care.
Rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Homeward we then will fly, glory to share. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous meet in the sky. Going where no one dies. Heavenward bound. Love is so many cold. Losing their home of gold. This in God's word is told. Evils abound.
Evils abound.
When these signs come to pass. Nearing the end at last. It will come very fast.
Trumpets will sound.
Jesus is coming soon, morning or night or noon. Many will meet their doom. Trumpets will sound.
Trumpets will surely sound.
All of the dead shall rise. Righteous
stars meet in the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. Going where no one dies, heavenward bound.
Heavenward bound.
Dude, I'm pretty nervous for this date.
Ah, you got this. First dates are all about finding what you have in common.
Like putting sweaters on dogs?
Sure, but I was thinking about going to a place you both like, where you both can get your favorites.
Oh, like McDonald's.
Exactly. But do yourself a favor. Please, don't tell any of your elevator jokes.
But they work on so many levels.
You and your date will love getting a crispy, flaky Filet-O-Fish sandwich or savory sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $2 each. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
This is the sound of a large Coke at McDonald's. And that is the sound of our straw going into the Coke. And now that any size soft drink is only a dollar at McDonald's, this is the sound of someone taking a long sip. Sounds good, right? So hurry in now.
Enjoy a refreshing beverage at McDonald's. For a limited time, get any size soft drink or sweet tea for just a dollar. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our descendant protection plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands, on Sundays here on WSIP. The Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
All right, that's our good friend at Jones Preston Funeral Home. Been a proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands for 30 years now, so quite a run, Jim, right there.
Absolutely.
Jim, you know what's coming up on Memorial Day weekend. It's a tradition every year. It's the 47th annual Hills of Home Bluegrass Memorial Day Bluegrass Festival at the Rouse Daily Home Place.
And it gets bigger each year.
Oh, it's a great festival.
Absolutely.
So much to do up there, so much to see. And we've got Rouse Daily the second on the air with us right now. Absolutely. To tell us a little more about it. How are you two?
Well, doing pretty good, Dave. We just got off the road, and we played up in Hoboken, Georgia Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And I've got, I sold the bus I had, and Dad left me his, and I've got it. Getting a few updates to it, and
right,
and it's in Wisconsin, so we had to take a car, and
I thought you wore out.
So yeah, we rode all night long. We ain't had much rest, so
You
called there a little bit ago, I was laying around here. So,
yeah, it's hard coming off the road, and I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes when I come in off the road, I have trouble going to sleep at first because wire from the road.
Yeah, I do too. It took me a while, but yeah, we appreciate you calling. And
tell us about this big festival. It's a big one this time.
We got a good one going. This will be my sixth year running it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the first one I attended, I would have been maybe almost a year old in 1979.
Yeah.
First one I would have been at would have been May of 1979.
Yep.
So that was the ninth annual.
Oh, my goodness.
Out of 47. So, Dad asked me to run it 6 years ago. So we got Flat Lonesome coming in on Thursday.
Boy, they're hot, too. They're they're really hot right now.
Yeah, they're playing the Grand Ole Opry a lot.
Yeah.
And, I think they got a good show.
They do.
And good kids. And let me see if I can hear exactly.
You got Larry Sparks coming in on Saturday?
Yeah, we got Larry Sparks. Let's see.
The VFW boys. Boy, they put on a good show.
Yeah, we got...
Jim Lauderdale's going to be there this year. That's great.
Yeah, Jim Lauderdale. Patty Loveless is going to be there.
Is Patty going to be there?
Patty Loveless is going to be there.
Oh, wow.
And, she's coming in, too. So, yeah, we got a great big lineup this year.
Oh, man, you do.
And we got Emmy Sunshine. I don't know if anybody's heard of her or not, but she's a young singer that's got a real good voice, and she writes a lot of her own songs, and she seems to have a big following around. And also, my wife, Christy, will be performing. She's got a new record coming out sometime this summer.
Well, that's great.
And,
you got Hammertown going to be up there. They're a local favorite here in Johnson County.
Yeah, I can't remember everybody.
Sammy Atkins.
Sammy Atkins.
Going to be there. And Steve Sparkman's going to be there.
Yeah.
Dean Osborne. Man, you got a lineup. Larry Efall.
Yeah, we got a lot of, and we got some special guests, too, like Mark Newton, used to be with the Virginia Squires. He's coming in.
Yep.
Judy Marshall. I'm trying to think.
Dwight Whitley.
Dwight Whitley's supposed to bring a guitar. Last I talked to him, I put him down. He's supposed to come and
wow,
and bring the guitar that Keith played when he worked for Dad.
When he worked for the Clinch Mountain Boys. Boy.
And he was going to put it out there on the record table and let people look at it, play it maybe, or I think he said.
Boy, there wouldn't that be something.
So,
and you know, there's so much to do up there, too. One thing I always love to do when I come up there is go look over the hill at the old stage when it was down there in the bottom. And you guys have got that set up again, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's coming right along, you know, a little at a time. And I just had an excavator down there a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it ready for that 50th anniversary if we can keep it going that long.
Oh, you're going to have a big crowd. You got plenty of camping for everybody, I know.
Yeah, we've upgraded a lot of 30 and 50 amp hookups. We do that every year. We've already improved that. Ronnie Hall has really helped on that end of things.
Well, that's
Colonel
great.
Ronnie Hall, I'm sure a lot of people know
Ronnie
over there. And,
yeah.
So, yeah, we've improved the electrical outlet. He's made sure of that. And so we have also got plenty of room for his tents, primitive camping, you know. And,
right.
People to drive in. We got our showers, or got four or five showers there, we've been trying to improve it. We still got a little bit to go. You can always, but as far as going to a historical site and having a good time and camping out and taking your instruments and jamming, cooking out.
That's one thing I still like about that festival. You know, back when we were kids, you go to a bluegrass festival and you hear a lot of jam sessions. You don't hear that so much anymore, but at Ralph Stanley's festival, you hear jam sessions.
Yeah,
and that's a good, cool thing.
Down there a little while, but it's picking back up. I've noticed last two or three.
Yeah,
years.
People love to jam and cook out at their campers and go see the shows. It's just a great venue.
But on Saturday, when Patty comes on Saturday night, we got something special. I ain't going to let it out yet.
Okay.
She's going to be doing a lot of singing, but we've got something special that nobody will not want to miss.
That's great. Patty Loveless will fill that place for you.
Well, I hope it would fill either way, but I hope she just adds to it.
Oh, she will. And your great band. I hear you're busy this year.
Yeah, we're getting busy, me and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Yes, sir.
It's Alex Leakes, John Rigsby, and Noah Brown, and... So, yeah, we're getting busy. And I about forgot our new album, the first ever Ralph Stanley 2 and the Clinch Mountain Boys album, will be released there at the festival.
Okay.
And I've also got a Stanley Brothers album that's never been released live in 1957 in Hellam, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
That's never been released. That's going to be released.
Oh, man.
That's going to be out too. So a lot of people.
That'll be great. How can they get information to if they got questions for you about the festival too?
Well, they can go to Dr. Ralph Stanley Festival.com.
All right.
And get a lot of info and or you know they can base some numbers on there. I think they can.
There is numbers. We'll post them and make sure everybody knows.
And if, in case they still people doesn't get on the internet, you know, but most people do anymore. But
that's most people do.
It's but you'd be surprised. There's still some that don't.
Right. Well, Terry, before I let you go, we're going to feature your music all day. I got your number one fan sitting here wanting to talk to you, so you know who that is.
Well,
Little Miss Sherry, she's been here since breakfast time waiting to talk to you. So I'm going to let you talk to her real quick, and we're going to play some of your tunes. So here
right,
she
Dave,
is.
I appreciate you, bud. Thank you.
Oh, you want me a lot?
Talk to him.
On the
air? Yeah. You're on the air. Don't
hey,
be flirting with him or nothing. You're on the air.
Hello, Sherry. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
Well, doing okay. You are keeping them boys straight, ain't you?
Oh, I'm trying.
I'm sure you're looking forward to coming to the
Yes, I am. I've been looking forward all year. Just, you know, trying to get everything out there. And I know you said you got a new CD coming out. I'm looking forward to that also.
Yeah. I'm really, really proud of it, Sherry. Well, you heard some of it. We played some of it on WAXM the other night.
Yeah, I hear something that sounds great. That's right.
I'm really, really looking forward to getting it out. And so I think it's going to do good for us, I hope.
And like I said, we can't wait to the Dr. Rathstone's festival, and I'll tell them the numbers and stuff like that, too, how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, just spread that out. Dr. Rouse, 47th Annual, and Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 27th. But actually, you know, people can bring your camper over, I guess, on Sunday, May the 21st, whatever that will be. I guess it'll be the 21st. And I think it's just like $40 for the whole week to plug up to electric, so you can't beat that either. So you can come stay for all that time.
We grew up. Time together, our most valued thing. Every night, Dad would read a verse from his Bible. An angel's sweet voice, Mama knew how to pray. His son. I think wildflowers bloom here on earth for our mothers. Small gift from heaven for all they have done. One year ago, they buried Mama, dressed her.
Stanley second right there. Great cut. And Sherry, you wanted to send that out to somebody.
Yes, I was wanting to send it out. Since Mother's Day is coming up next week, I was wanting to send it out to my mom, Shirley, and mm-hmm. to all the moms out there, because they're all special.
They Absolutely. Are. They
Amen.
Are.
I just wanted to do that for us.
I know my little girl's got a special mom. I do know that.
Yeah, my mom's special. Like I said, all the moms, I think, special. That's for sure.
Well, did you get a kick out of talking to Ralph, too?
Oh, yes. I enjoy that very, very much.
She likes Ralph, too.
She's a number one fan.
I'm the number one fan.
Well, tell us about this next song, Sherry.
Well, this is Lord Help Me Find the Way. And, of course, Ralph Stanley II wrote it about his dad. So we put it in memory of his dad, Ralph, the legend, and my dad. Sorry.
It's tough, I know.
Great special man, too.
Amen.
His name is Barlow. Sorry.
That's fine.
It's all right.
We'll send it out to him.
Absolutely.
Let's play it, hon.
Music is what I am. It ain't easy, it ain't hard, but I'm feeling pretty lonesome way down in my heart. I know the times are changing from that old wind that blows. There's a date in the distance on a stage for a show. Trying to fill his shoes is the hardest thing I know. It's not living for the legend, it's the death that I love so. So Lord, help me find the way to bless me with the words that I want to say. And every day I know there'll come a time when we'll have to say goodbye, but he's left me a road map that keeps me riding high. So that I want to say, Lord, help me find the way to be the man he wants me to be each and every day. To be the man he wants me to be each and every day.
That's a beautiful song, Miss Parsons.
Absolutely, Sherry. You
yes,
picked
it
a good one to send out.
Yes, that's a beautiful right. one.
Have you ever heard of Connolly Tire?
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it. Over
it's
here.
A renowned, it's an institution in Johnson County, isn't it?
It's one of a kind.
Yeah. Sherry, you got to go down there sometime.
Yes,
absolutely.
Are you a good checker player?
I play checkers with my grandpa.
Uh-oh.
Do you drink coffee?
You drink coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee.
I'll tell you what. Before you get ready to go to Ralph Stanley's Festival, if you want to stay awake, you need to go down to Connolly Tire and get you a cup of coffee.
Absolutely.
You'll stay up for 3 days. He's got the strongest coffee down there ever was. Jim, that's an institution in Johnson County.
It's
Connolly Tire.
To go. They're super, super nice people, and him and Chris.
That's right. And Chris has been changing oil
mm-hmm.
since he was 10 years old and standing on a milk crate. And a good boy. Good Christian boy.
And when you go in out there, you can tell he's been a-working. He don't sit behind the desk.
No,
he's
no.
Been, he's right out in the garage with
him. He's given me change before and has had oil on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Needs oil change in it.
Yeah. But they're home with a $25 synthetic oil change.
Absolutely.
And gym tires. My
can't
goodness.
Beat them.
Everybody's getting ready to go on vacation right now. And you need good tires to go on that vacation. And they got financing available.
They sure do.
For any kind of tire you can imagine, from BF Goodrich to Goodyear to Cooper to you name the tire, they got it at Calling Tire.
And size.
And you know what I like about Chris? When he quotes you a price, how many times have you went in a place and they quote you a price and you get the bill and it's $100 more because they said, well, we forgot mounting, yeah. You know, so on and so forth.
Add on.
When he gives you a price, that's what the price
that's
is.
It.
And he'll work with you. He can work with any budget out there. They also do brake work. They got the latest state-of-the-art front-end alignment out there at Conley Tire.
And they got specialties if you want to kind of fix your vehicles up.
Oh, man. All the stuff for your vehicles and wheels for your trucks and rims.
Absolutely.
They've got them at Conley Tire. Everybody knows the number, 297-2424.
Well, that's it.
Now, if Walt's asleep when you go in there, just give him a little poke.
He'll wake up.
He'll wake up. I'll tell you what, one of the coolest guys I've ever hung out with is Walt's calling.
Absolutely.
Love to sit around just talk to him.
And the knowledge he knows about Johnson County and Eastern Kentucky.
Oh, man, he's a history book.
Absolutely.
Got that's a great brilliant. Waiting room in there. They got a liar's bench, Sherry.
They
you
sure
tell a lie, you can go out front there and tell a lie on the liar's bench.
And a big screen TV.
Big screen TV. Me and Jim go down on Sunday, watch football.
Yeah, just watch football. Drink that coffee.
That's right. That's our good friends at Connie Tire. Go see them today. And when I say 789-1111, you probably know this one, Sherry. Who am I talking about? No, I'm talking about Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher.
It's a law firm.
The law firm here in
the
town.
Law firm.
So, where are they located, Jim?
They're 212 2nd Street. Right.
Let me tell you about
Plainsville,
them.
Kentucky.
They will fight for you.
Absolutely.
Great lawyers. Know the law. If you've been in a car accident or you just anything, you need help filling out a will. You know, you'd be amazed, Jim, how many people do not have wills.
That's true.
You know, if you're in a land dispute, just whatever you need.
If any question at all about the law, call them.
Yeah.
That way you
or
won't get
down.
Yourself in trouble. Call before you do something.
Get a free consultation.
That's true.
Get to know them, because at some point in your life, you're going to need a lawyer.
We'll need a lawyer.
And Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher will fight for you at the law firm of Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. Phone them at 789-1111. You see their billboards all over
yes,
town.
Sir.
They support local school system.
They sure do.
And they give back to the communities which they live in.
Absolutely.
So, and I also want to mention our good friend at Jones Preston. We played their ad, but I can't say enough about James Andrew up there. Plenty of parking, chapel on site, any type of funeral from large to small.
That's true.
They can do relocation. They can do military, just anything you need at Jones Preston up there on
true.
The Starfire Hill. Proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highland. Let's put it in round two, Sherry. What you got?
Okay, it's off in the side-by-side CD of him and both the Ralph, one and two. It's Are You Waiting Just For Me?
All right, here you go. Ralph Stanley the second.
Stood the test. Are
Boy, that's some good music right there.
That was some great music. Sure, you know how to pick out Ralph Two's music.
That's right.
Everything he does is great. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
How often do you listen to his music? Just every now and then?
No, it's every day, just about 24/7.
Let me tell you something. On Mondays, I'm out driving around, and I listen to Whitesburg. And here's what I hear. We're going to send this one out to Sherry Parsons.
I've heard the same thing.
You have too,
haven't you? I have. I told you that. I think I called you one day.
Yeah.
I told you.
She calls me. And what a tribute to bluegrass she is.
Absolutely. And what a fan. I mean, Ralph's number one fan sitting right here between me and you.
And loves bluegrass.
Absolutely.
I love bluegrass.
You can't beat that.
So. Sherry, thanks for coming in today.
I appreciate
you. So glad to have you.
Me. I really am. I'm
We'd
so
love
happy
to see you. Haven't seen you forever.
Yep.
It's been a while. It's
been a while. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Till we see you next week, I'm going to let Sherry say my line. Can you say my line?
Oh, no, okay.
Always smile. When I cue you, you say it. Remember two things, folks.
You want to always smile and
the sunshine.
Sunshine's good for you, too.
And always remember, keep the Lord Jesus number one in your life.
That's right.
And like I said, don't forget the 47th annual Ralph Stanley's Bluegrass Festival.
Now, how could
on
we
Memorial
forget
Day
that?
Weekend. That's you can't right. forget that now.
That's right.
Yeah, come enjoy yourselves. I'm going to say hi to all my family. I love y'all.
All right. Bye bye, Sherry. See you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
To a beautiful home. Modesto say, some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be a stranger to me.
Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts David Bowling and Jim Hobart. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.